energy and climate change.
Social movements lead climate change conference agenda. The 17 working groups of the World People's Conference on Climate Change and Mother Earth Rights began their work on Monday in Cochabamba, Bolivia, although the conference was not officially launched. Over 15,000 people from different continents are arriving to participate in the activities. Tuesday morning was the inauguration of the climate conference in Cochabamba. The city's accommodation capacity is exceeded by tens of social movements and organizations from around the world. According to information provided by the organizers of the event, over 15,000 people are expected to participate in the summit. Several presidents of ALBA countries would be arriving in Cochabamba. Some of the working groups have begun working this morning, like the Tribunal on Climate Justice, the Structural Causes of Climate Change, Agriculture and Food Sovereignty, Carbon Markets, Kyoto Protocol, among others. There was also a social movements assembly where nearly 200 people participated, including La Vía Campesina with a big delegation. There was a conference of guest panelists and experts of several fields related with climate change and the activities organized by social movements and organizations. The Latin American Coordination of Rural Organizations, or CLOC, circulated a press release saying that every day we are suffering the consequences of global warming and climate change. It cites examples of the fast melting of the poles and the mountains, hurricanes, floods, droughts, and landslides, islands and coastal populations threatened by the increasing tides and the storms and the seawater, growing desertification and accelerated urbanization that invades agricultural land, forced migrations of entire populations. In response to this reality, the CLOC proposes, quote, small peasant agriculture is a key solution to climate change. Local sustainable food production uses less energy and keeps the carbon in the soil while it increases its biodiversity, end quote. It adds that local seeds adapt better to changes in the climate, that family farming employs 2.8 billion people and continues to be the best way to tackle the current food crisis. If small farmers are given access to land, water, education, and healthcare, and if they are supported by policies that aim for food sovereignty, they will continue feeding the world and protecting the planet, says the CLOC.
You're listening to Real World News.